New York City is facing its worst fiscal crisis since the 1970s. Mayor Michael Bloomberg is warning New Yorkers they may have to do without after-school programs, swimming pools, and firehouses. Beth Fertig of member station WNYC reports.
To put it simply, New York City is broke. Its economy is still reeling from the slowdown on Wall Street, and it's still feeling the effects of September 11th. Now, the projected deficit for the fiscal year that begins in July has grown to $3.8 billion. With time running out, Mayor Bloomberg released a doomsday plan yesterday. If forced to, he says he's prepared to lay off 10,000 workers. That's on top of the 4,500 he was already planning to eliminate. Bloomberg is also ready to leave more than 1,000 job openings on the police force unfilled, close 30 to 40 firehouses, and shut down swimming pools just in time for summer. The mayor said that's not just a threat.
It is a serious responsibility, a daunting task, to make the kinds of decisions that we have to make when we just don't have enough revenue or when it comes time to raise revenue. There are no good answers. There are only choices.
Bloomberg is hoping to avoid many of these difficult choices by getting more help from the state. He's counting on Albany to pass a commuter tax for those who work in the city, and he's asking labor unions for concessions from their health and pension plans. But those demands have angered the unions, who claim they've offered alternatives that Bloomberg rejected. Randy Weingarten heads the teachers' union.
To go after the unions who have so worked to help residents of this city and deride them the way he did and deride the proposals the way he did, he made a tragic mistake.
The news from Albany was more encouraging. Yesterday, legislative leaders said they were prepared to restore many of Governor George Pataki's education and health care cuts. But it wasn't clear how much aid would go to New York City. Meanwhile, Governor Pataki and his fellow Republicans who control the state Senate oppose any commuter tax, though other options may be considered. Back in the 1970s, when New York City was on the verge of bankruptcy, it was able to turn to the state for support. But the fiscal climate has changed considerably, says Gerald Benjamin, a political science professor at the State University of New York in New Paltz. Like other states, New York has its own fiscal problems, in this case, a deficit of $12 billion.
It's the worst fiscal environment for state government since World War II, and further, New York is in especially great difficulty because its principal industry being very hard hit, that is the finance industry.
And even if New York City were to get everything it's asking for, Mayor Bloomberg has warned some painful service cuts and layoffs are unavoidable. The city will shut down a dozen children's health clinics, 8 firehouses, and 2 neighborhood zoos. These cutbacks follow a recent hike in property taxes. While some New Yorkers believe Bloomberg is doing all he can in difficult times, others resent the wealthy former businessman for requesting further sacrifices. Brooklyn resident Sasha Sears had this to say when told her zoo in Prospect Park may close.
Mayor Bloomberg, are you crazy?
That's what I want to know.
I mean, he's worth what, $4 billion? Take $1 billion and help some of the stuff.
But with a major fiscal crisis, Mayor Bloomberg says New York City has no choice but to cut wherever it can and continue asking for help. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.